call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Kia ora, Rachel. How are you going today?
Hey, good, thank you. How are you?
Good. How is Australia? What's going on in Australia? Tell us everything.
Well, I guess it's been an interesting week. We've mainly sort of had Anzac Day, and so we've had a lot of remembrance ceremonies around the country.
Did you get up for one of those early ones?
Actually, and we'll get to that earlier. We'll get to that later. But I actually spent my Anzac Day watching the new Avengers movie.
Did you? So yes. There was an Avengers movie released on Anzac Day, I believe.
Yes. Normally, we get our movies at about on Thursday, but because we had a public holiday on Wednesday, they actually gave it to Australia a little bit early, and so we had screenings across the country from about 10 a.m.
So, was there some sort of public outcry about the fact that maybe on what was supposed to be kind of a remembrance or Memorial Day that an Avengers movie was released?
Oh, absolutely. It seems we can't really get through Anzac Week without there being something that most of the country is furious about, and yep. This is definitely the one this year, because we have lots of sort of recreational activities on Anzac Day, like we have a massive football game that a lot of people like to watch, but nothing is ever really done other than the dawn services before 1 p.m.
Right.
And so to have a movie screen at 10 a.m. on Anzac Day, very obviously put forward to make the money off the public holiday, a lot of people were not very happy with that.
Mm. It's interesting though, isn't it? Because not many, I sort of thought on Anzac Day that everything would be closed, but it's kind of one of those public holidays where things are still sort of operating. It's becoming less
Yeah, like we have a lot of breakfast places that sort of, do breakfast for people who've gone to the dawn service. Mm. But like everything in Australia, more and more things are starting to happen on public holidays. We just can't seem to stop for a day.
That's so interesting, isn't it? I wonder what the holiday will look like in another 10 years as businesses continue to say, no, we want to open. We want to be open. We need the money. Speaking of money, 2018 budget is coming up for you guys. The government has scrapped a policy to guarantee funding for the National Disability Insurance Scheme.
Yeah, so the National Disability Insurance Scheme is sort of a big overarching scheme to fund disabled care and sort of a support system for Australians with disabilities. And the plan in last year's budget was to increase the Medicare levy, which is the tax that all Australians pay to get public health, by 0.5%, which would raise about $8 billion to guarantee that there would always be funding for the National Disability Insurance Scheme.
Right.
And it's been announced that in the next budget, they will be scrapping that policy. And so now it's rather unclear where that funding is going to come from.
Why did they decide to scrap that policy?
Well, the government is saying that they've had a bit of an economic upturn and they've got more tax than they thought they were going to, and they don't need it anymore.
Right.
But that's been a bit concerning for disability advocates. They're saying that they would much rather know exactly where the money's coming from.
Yes,
than
and
just
I
sort
suppose
of trust that it's going to be there.
Exactly right. And if they're going to say they have enough money, then they need to put something in place to guarantee that.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Well, yeah, it's always an interesting time of year when the budget comes out. I'm quite excited for ours as well. And finally, I see that an asylum seeker child on Nauru, is it Nauru, has filmed a video begging for his mother to be taken to Australia for medical treatment.
Yeah, this is very much not a story we're not used to hearing. Videos have been released on The Guardian of a child filming a series of videos begging for his mother to be taken to Australia for medical treatment, because for about 3 years she's had incontinence issues, and so she's not really been able to function for about 3 years, and she's suffering depression, and the child himself is looking very much like he's suffering depression. But the way that Australia tends to work is that it takes something like a court action for them to actually bring somebody over to Australia for medical treatment, because once they get here they can go to the courts and get an injunction to try and stay in the country and not be sent back.
Right, I see. And it's not a common, it's not an uncommon thing. There's a long line of asylum seekers that are begging for that medical treatment.
Yeah, so some people will get taken to Australia if things are really bad, if a lawyer essentially steps in and forces the government's hand, but often they will either delay it for as long as possible or they'll try and send them to Taiwan, which is further away and more expensive, just to avoid having the legal issues with trying to send them back afterwards.
And so, for the public to put pressure on the government, is there anything like that happening, or is it sort of just something that people are staying quite quiet about?
Well, this one, I've really only seen it published by The Guardian in this country. I think it's one of those things where it's such a common thing that people are becoming desensitized to it almost. So you've got a lot of people who are just sort of accepting it as the way it is. But I think every election, it will always be a very hot topic, how we're treating our refugees in this country.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us, Rachel, and we will chat to you again next week.
All right.
See you later.
Bye.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.